You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome in, MLB.com Extras, the Los Angeles Angels edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Alden Gonzalez. Alden, look, the Angels, we know that about the needs at third base, left field. We're waiting, still waiting here at these winter meetings for something to happen on the offense side. All these pitchers keep flying off the shelves, but nothing on the position player front. Are you hearing anything?
Angels are still engaged on a plethora of outfielders from the higher end of free agents to the lower tier. They're looking at trade candidates, but as we've seen so far, Dave, the position player side of free agency has kind of been stagnant. There have been a couple of people who have reported that everybody's kind of waiting on the market for Ben Zobrist to clear up, and then maybe kind of the domino pieces will fall a little bit. We saw that on the starting pitching side. Jordan Zimmermann signs. Now all of a sudden, starting pitchers start coming off the board. So it seems like every year we run into this where we're waiting for that one domino piece to fall off, and then guys start clearing off the books. Right now, it seems like there's not really a set price point for these outfielders, particularly guys like Alex Gordon and Yoenis Cespedes and Jason Hayward. These are the kind of guys that the Angels would be interested in, but you know, they're having talks with other guys as well because they can't just hinge their offseason on what these premier left fielders are going to do. They got to start to move in other areas, and it looks like maybe some trade possibilities can start to open up for them a little bit.
It's intriguing to me that these big-name outfielders who we've talked about so much in the last couple of weeks, that they would all still be waiting for Ben Zobrist, who is, while he can play the outfield, not an outfielder per se, right? I mean, he's all over the diamond. I don't understand necessarily why he's holding everything up, if indeed that's the case. But it is very queer to me the way this market is waiting.
Yeah, and I think maybe part of it too is that Ben Zobrist fills so many different needs. And we talked about how so many teams could be interested in Ben Zobrist because he could help you at second. He could help you at both outfield corners. And he's one of the cheaper free agents out there. Maybe that's why, because just his versatility is probably a factor too. And I think some of the teams that are interested in Ben Zobrist would be interested in those higher tier free agents if they miss out on him.
Angels not in the Zobrist sweepstakes, never really in it?
They haven't really been linked to him. I'm sure they've been in touch with his representatives, but it's pretty clear that they don't consider him really their prime target. I mean, the fact that Ben Zobrist is going into free agency nearing his mid-30s, that's not really what they want, especially because they're paying some significant money already to older players when you look at Albert Pujols, CJ Wilson, Jared Weaver, and oh, by the way, Josh Hamilton, who now plays for the Texas Rangers. Right.
Yeah, seems like we always come back to that somehow.
You have to.
All right, so trades and maybe a possibility. Maybe that's a route to go fill some of those needs. Where would the Angels be looking to deal? Like, is there bullpen depth? Is there start? CJ Wilson? I mean, I don't know. Some of these things are challenging, but where would they try and deal?
Well, you know, we talked about, especially even after the Andrelton Simmons trade, when they parted ways with their two best pitching prospects, there wasn't really much for them to trade from. But they do have some depth in the back end of their bullpen. And you look at a guy like Trevor Gott. Trevor Gott's name has started to circle around in the winter meetings. And you know, it's not really much of a surprise. In the Angels bullpen, he's their third best reliever. They got Houston Street signed long term. They got Joe Smith for at least one more year next season. That's a solid 1-2 punch in the bullpen. And they also got a young guy like Mike Morin, who actually had a better year than a lot of people think last year. His peripherals were pretty good. Cam Bedrosian, a young guy, up and coming. Fernando Salas, Jose Alvarez, these guys, they could afford to part ways with someone like Trevor Gott, who would be appealing to some teams who could see him as a potential closer, setup man down the road. 23 years old, 5 years of control. He has a 98 mile per hour fastball with a great movement. He's got a good slider, and he had a pretty solid year as a really young rookie last year. And I think the interesting thing about Trevor Gott, Dave, is that some of the teams that would be interested in him are teams that have third basemen to part ways with. You look at the A's, somebody like Brett Laurie. I don't know if they would do Gott for Laurie one for one. I doubt that. But a pitcher, somebody like Trevor Gott for the back end of the bullpen is somebody that they would be intrigued by. Somebody maybe not as good as Brett Laurie with the Phillies, though, Cody Ash, left-handed hitter, plays third base, left field. They're interested in some bullpen help. Maybe somebody like Bedrosian or Morin or maybe even Gott appeals to them. Maybe even somebody like the Twins. Trevor Plouffe is a name that has been out there since the beginning, and you know, their GM Terry Ryan recently said that he's not looking to move Trevor Plouffe, but you know, you can't really pay too much attention to what GMs say these time of year. I'm sure if he gets the right deal, he'd be open to it. And you know, the Angels, I'm sure, would explore it, because if they could solve third base or second base through the trade front and not have to go to free agency to access all their holes, They would do it because I still feel like they're going to turn to free agency for left field. There's just too many great options out there, too many possibilities out there. I think they go free agency there, try to clear up their other holes via trade.
I kind of like your idea there with Oakland and Lowry, because while you could debate the value of the two, Oakland, I think, puts more value on that controllability.
Sure.
You know, the 5 years, 23 years old, there might be a little something to that one, a little smoke on that one.
And they're looking for pitching wherever they can get it. They would like some prospects. The Angels don't have that to give right now, but they need some pitching wherever they can get it. If it's a reliever, great. If it's a starting pitcher, great. The Angels, obviously, they have some starting pitching to trade, too. 8 starting pitchers for the Major League rotation right now on the roster. And, you know, another guy that they would love to move in Nashville, I think, would be C.J. Wilson, because he's owed $20 million next year. Not that he wouldn't be a valuable asset next season. I'm sure he'll have a great year next year, coming off elbow surgery, having time to rehab. But if they could find a team willing to take on some of that salary, maybe it's 50%, maybe it's 3/4 of it, I think they would take it, because it would free up some payroll space to go out and get an outfielder.
That's an intriguing one too, although I think a very challenging deal to be made with CJ. Do they have money? I mean, how much money do the Angels have to go out in this free agent market? And does that, to the extent that they have a bunch, anticipate them being very aggressive quickly?
Yeah, and that's Artie's negotiating style always. It's take it or leave it deal. And it's worked out for him a lot in the past, and sometimes it's backfired a little bit. But they enter the winter meetings roughly $20 million below the $189 million luxury tax threshold, which is the payroll that Major League Baseball uses to determine which teams are taxed, the 17.5% of overage for exceeding the threshold. That threshold has pretty much been the spending limit these last handful of years. I mean, it was such a prominent talking point when they signed Albert Pujols and C.J. Wilson, and then when they signed Josh Hamilton the year after that, they tried really hard to get under it so that they weren't paying that tax. If that is still the budget, then it's going to be really tight to see them accessing one of these premier free agents. But like I talked about with C.J. Wilson, if they could save some money on his contract, that would be big. That would open up the payroll a little bit for that. And then there's also the line of thinking that a lot of people are wondering. I've been wondering all offseason, and nobody really knows yet. Will Artie Moreno, the owner, consent to going over the luxury tax? Artie has been obviously more than generous with the payroll. Yeah. They're one of the top payroll teams in baseball every year. But he himself has left open the possibility, because he wants to win a championship so bad, and he knows there's such star quality when you look at the free agent outfielders. And the Angels' payroll is set up in such a way that they could exceed that luxury tax this year, this coming year, but then with C.J. Wilson and Jared Weaver coming off the books next offseason, they get back under it and they avoid that escalating tax. Those escalating tax, that's what really starts hurting teams, when you start getting charged 30% of the overage and then 50% of the overage. That's what they want to avoid, and they could do that.
That's interesting. They're in a funny spot. Tough division. Everybody trying to improve
really
themselves a lot. I felt like they were close last year, even as they weren't. But, it should be an interesting couple of days here at the winter meetings. All right, Alden, thank you so much.
Sure.
Alden Gonzalez, MLB.com Extras, the Los Angeles Angels edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.